Chapter 54. Kimmelin. Kimmelin flew, with the others, on Overburn, away from the Delvers. The call had come. Evacuate the system. Regroup. If the Superiority could control the Delvers, then this war was over. It was hard to accept. From what Kimmelin understood, people had been trying to control these things since they'd first appeared centuries ago. And now someone had done it. Saints and stars, that was bad. She overburned toward Detritus, dodging chunks of destroyed capital ships, both the Defiant and the Superiority ones. Fortunately, the enemy fighters had mostly scattered away at the Delver's appearance, but still, she had to concentrate. Her comm light came on, Sadie, trying to talk to her.
"This isn't a good time, Sentry," she said.
Yeah, okay, Sadie replied. But Quirk, what are they doing? She glanced at her proximity monitor, which showed the Delvers ejecting thousands upon thousands of small ships.
Chasing us down and trying to eat us, I believe. Assuming they eat. Perhaps they just kill.
It's probably not polite of me to make assumptions about their bodily functions.
Right. Sadie replied, but does that look like a pursuit pattern to you?
She paused. Those ships the Delvers had ejected were fanning out. To her horror, smoke began to appear all through the system, and more Delvers were emerging. Smaller, this time only the size of destroyers, but there were thousands of them.
Oh, saints and stars. Thousands of Delvers?
Before today, the galaxy, so far as she knew, had never seen more than one in a single location. Likely they'd chosen to make themselves smaller to not crowd the region.
Look at the things they're sending out, Sadie said.
Despite herself, Kimmelin zoomed in on them. The proximity monitor had scans from long-range sensors, giving her visuals on the nearest of those little ships. They didn't look like the balls of stone and destruction the Delvers usually summoned. In fact, they looked, well, like little flying drones with claw arms. Sadie was right. They weren't chasing Kimmelin or the other fighter groups, though it had seemed that way at first. They were actually moving to the inhibitor stations.
What under the heavens?